Hey, y'all. This is Rachel and Eddie, and it's my so-called mess. Welcome, Eddie. And Eddie, how are you? Welcome, everyone.
Welcome me.
Welcome you. What's going on? How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just finished a 5-mile run.
Damn.
Not too long.
Is it crazy that, like, now you say, like, 5-mile run, not too long, when it used to be, like, you know, you ran for...
Yeah, if you had got me, like, 2 weeks ago, I would have been like, 5 miles is so long. But then after you've run, like, we did a 9 or 10 mile one, 5 seems pretty short now.
Okay, when you're running, like, 10 miles, are you, like, halfway through your run, are you, like, I could just stop and walk? Are you like?
The thought crosses my mind every now and then, and sometimes you have to stop and walk because, like, there's traffic.
Okay. I wish I did. Like, I wish I understood running.
What?
I'm going to do library entrance.
Okay. What did you say? Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I wish I understood running. Like, I mean, I get it. You put one foot in front of the other. But it seems like it'd be nice to go outside and run and.
I mean, yeah, I don't really understand it. I think I do it. It's like the shortest amount of time you can spend exercising, and you do, it's all of the exercise that I need to do.
And I like that y'all like can run together.
That's, I don't think everybody can do that. Yeah, we lucked out in that. I think even we thought it was not going to happen. Like, running and chatting and talking, it kind of seems contradictory.
Oh, do you talk while you run?
Yeah, but sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just like the silent, like, tenets that we're both doing together.
Yeah, I wish I had a, that's what I miss. Not a running buddy, but someone to work out, like a workout partner. Does, like, it'd be fun to work out with someone I was, like, dating, like if I was with them all the time, but even just like a partner to do the thing with. Like, meet you at the gym at this time, even if we don't really talk to each other. But, like, you know you're at the gym together. That's what I miss. I just realized that.
I mean, I think in a good long-term relationship, you get that. And it's not always good, but sometimes it is.
Yeah, I need a workout buddy. Maybe I... Okay, want someone I can just work out with. I got to find that. I don't think
is
I'm going to.
Is there an app for that?
Is there an app? Probably. But I want someone...
There should be an app for, like, buddies only, and like if you have sex, it cancels.
Ooh.
Like, you get penalized.
Yeah.
You're kicked off the app.
That would be good. Like, somehow they know. Yeah, I want someone just to work out with. Also, like, I remember being at the gym one time, and my friend who I used to work out with a lot, or we'd meet at the gym, whatever, and we shared a trainer for a while. She was dating somebody, and they went to the gym together. And I was there. She's like, meet us at the gym, blah, 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 you know. It was at fitness at 5. And so I went and met them. And it was so uncomfortable because, I mean, they were newly dating too. So I guess also they were more, I don't know. But the whole time he was like grabbing her ass as she was exercising or like slapping her on the butt when she walked by. And he seemed to be getting really excited watching her work out. That was a little much for me.
Yeah, that is, that's straight up vulgar.
Yeah, it was. And I was like, I was really uncomfortable. But that was also just a weird, that was also a strange relationship. It was one of those relationships where they were dating for like 2 weeks and went to couples counseling together to strengthen their relationship.
Yeah, that's what people do.
After 2 weeks?
Oh, okay. I didn't really hear how long they had.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. How old were they? There's a lot of questions.
Maybe 30s? Maybe 40?
No way. Like, is it like Christian? They're Christians?
No. Very spiritual. Very into, like, I'm giving so much of this person away, but that's okay. No one would know. Very into, like, 12-step programs. They did a lot of 12-step programs. They also did a lot of different therapy, including, like, I can't remember if they did this or their ex-partner did this. They did, like, a rebirth therapy.
Whoa.
Where you, like, pretend you're in the womb to be rebirthed so you can release trauma from birth.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I got nothing else to say, but whoa, that's crazy.
I know. I thought that was really, yeah. I like a good, you know, unstable, avoidant, let's not talk about shit. I'm just kidding. I'm getting better.
Yeah, I guess for some people, that's just what relationships are. Like, straight to couples.
I guess, like, too, if you're, like, if you're only date with the idea that this person can be my forever person, like, if you're dating, like, this, I'm getting married, because right away, like, this same person was very much like, this is my person, we're getting married, and then it would end, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess...
That's why I asked about
Christianity. Yeah, no. Nope.
Do that all the time.
Yeah. No. Talking about relationships, I was reading this question, or someone sent me the question, I can't remember, and someone else answered, about, hey, I went on a date, I slept with this guy on the third date, did I ruin it? Did I ruin the relationship? And my first thought was, it's 2024, and people are still asking that question. Sleep with someone when you want to. If they're going to leave you after sleeping with them for 3 dates, they would have left you after sleeping with them on 20 dates, you know?
Yeah, like, you should analyze your layability at that point.
Yeah, like, it's...
Are you a bad lay?
Exactly. Like, I'm like, exactly. Like, yeah. And if they're only in it for sex, they're only... Well, and yes, if you were a bad... But, like, oh, I shouldn't have slept with them so soon. First of all, that's so stupid. If you want to sleep with somebody the first second you see them... Do what you want, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody put in this thing about, have you heard of box theory?
No. Box, like B-O-X?
Yes, I had to spell that in my head to make sure it was right, and that's only 3 letters. That's how brain dead I am this week. Box theory was going around TikTok, I guess. And I don't know if this person has, like, any kind of degree, or just, you know, spew shit like dating rules and that kind of stuff. Like some people do, you know, they say something and then it becomes popular on dating app. You know what I mean? Like dating theory, whatever. I can't even tell you what I'm.
Yeah.
Okay. So box theory states that men put women into 3 boxes right away.
Okay.
Okay, she's an influencer. This person that said this does not have a degree in any kind of social science, you know, any kind of anything. She's an influencer and wrote a book called The Shift. No idea what that's about. And has a big following. But has no degree, or there's no science behind this, but people follow her shit because, you know. So Tinks' box theory, it's a dating theory, suggests that men quickly put women into 3 categories. And this is all based on her experience in her 20s. Okay.
Oh.
Right away, men decide if they want to date the person, if they only want to have sex with the person, or if they never want to see that person again. And that's the 3 categories.
Wait, what are they again?
They want to date the person. They only want to have sex with the person. They don't want to see that person ever again.
Interesting. I feel like there's more categories.
Right? And this is saying that this person also says, within mere minutes of meeting you, men decide.
And it's a definitive answer.
Right? Yes, that's what this person is saying. So.
Well, I guess, I mean, that's a working theory. I feel like you can get a lot of speculation out of that.
Right. And then it's saying, like, so then there it goes on to say that there's a reverse box theory that people should reframe the way they date by asking themselves those questions. So they're saying, now there's this person is saying, okay, that person is deciding in 3 seconds what they want, so now you should go in and decide in 3 seconds. Like, go in and use that theory to your advantage and decide. Which, okay, maybe. But also,
it sounds pretty toxic.
Right? Like, one of those things also. Yes, it sounds really toxic. And also, it's saying, like, okay, I made my decision in 3 seconds or however many seconds before you had a conversation. Sometimes you're not attracted to someone right away, right? Like, like you might meet somebody and be like, oh, I like them as a person, but you're not physically attracted. Then suddenly, like, something shifts. Or you could have been hooking up with somebody, and then there's plenty of people who started out as hookups, and they end up, not that I suggest, always, but whatever, I'll say that in a second. And they end up in relationships, or it's just like, oh, it was supposed to be a hookup that ended up. I don't think that works as much for like a friends with benefits as it does like I met someone and hooked up. But to like decide that in seconds, and also to decide, like, you walk in and see the person and just decide, I want nothing to do with them. So is that like when you walk out of a date and just be like, meh, bye? I don't know. But that has been going around, that has been floating around my head this week, and it's bothered me, this box theory. No one should be put in a box.
Yeah, it's, I feel like it's an oversimplification that kind of hurts the entire process of courting someone.
Yes. And let's go back to this and, like, ditch the dating rule. Stop following these people that they, like, this is their one, you know. This was based off an experience in her 20s. And so this is her experience or how she felt the other person felt, right? Because she doesn't know what the other person was really thinking either. So
definitely. Yeah, it's hard to base anything off of something that somebody experiences in their 20s.
Right.
But then it's also like, I don't know. I don't have much to say about it. It just feels very, it's not a good way to think, probably, especially if you're trying to find a happy partnership.
Right.
Maybe you should think about being friends first.
Right. And then seeing,
perhaps turn that into a little bit of sex on the side. I don't know.
Yes. And it goes back to the whole thing of, like, telling you how you should date or what the other person's thinking, and then everything becomes like game, or not that there isn't some like game, whatever, some play in relationships, but it becomes,
yeah,
you're
like
thinking about the,
like, a poker game or like,
yeah,
card game, or
yeah,
where you're trying to outdo the other person, and it's almost like pickup artist. You remember that show?
Yes. They still have those. I actually applied because I was really curious to be a dating coach. I think they wanted you to like pay to do their program first or something. But I applied to be a dating coach for men for this company that still does like the pickup artist kind of thing.
Cool. Did you get the job?
No. I don't think I ever heard back from them. I think they might have like listened to my stuff where I was like, ditch the rule, you know, but so anti-rule, but yeah. No, I did not hear from them, but they were moving into different cities and they were looking for people, you know, in those specific cities. And I think they were coming to Austin. I haven't heard anything else about them, but yeah, they're very much like, you'll get the girl, follow our rules. You'll get all the girls dropping
Isn't
their
that
pants.
The premise of the movie Hitch with Will Smith?
Yes, I loved Hitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a good movie. Is J-Lo in that too?
Yeah, that's a good question. Is J-Lo, is that one which, I think, well, no, it's not J-Lo, it's, what the fuck is her name? Eva Mendes. Is that who it is?
Oh, shit. Yeah, nice.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now. It is.
Either way, that movie is about like a self-proclaimed pickup artist. Or not. No, he's like a business. And then he,
yes,
he learns that he doesn't know everything.
Yes. Which is the truth. Yeah, he has a business where he gets.
It could be the premise of What Women Want as well.
Oh, yeah. Mel Gibson. Well, that was Mel Gibson, wasn't it?
Right. Much less cool of a movie.
Yes. Eva Mendes, yes, and she's Kevin James, and Adam Arkin. I don't remember him, and Jeffrey, lots of good people in that, but yeah, I loved Hitch. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of those, like, I mean, anything that's telling you what rules to follow, and even if they work for a second, like you have some slick thing to pick up somebody, you know, at a bar or something, or out, yeah. You have your slick comment, it can't last.
It's almost like this 20-year-old influencer saw the movie Hitch.
There are so many of these, like, 20-year-old influencers who are like, follow my rules and you will meet your soulmate. And then you fail. And then it's like, and then, you know, it's also funny. A lot of these people that have, like, follow my rules and you'll meet your soulmate and you'll live together happily ever after are all, like, failing in relationships. You know,
but it sells books. It's
like it does.
There's almost tips to writing a self-help book.
Mm-hmm.
And you just pretend like you know everything. You pretend to be the de facto source on something.
Yeah, that's why I can't write a book like that, because my whole thing would be like, fuck all that. No one knows what they're doing. Everybody has.
Yeah, but that's not. You're not going to get that much.
No. No one's going to buy it.
You need something like.
The secret to
nothing, nobody knows but me.
Yes. The secret to, like, snatching a soul.
And it's a 5-book series, and you have to buy the next one.
And it actually has 6 levels, and the 6th level has to be done in person.
On a boat.
I was talking to somebody who went to, like, talking the same kind of thing, went to, like, a retreat, you know, for, I forget what it was called. I don't want to out this, whatever, but I can't remember what it's called anyway. But it's, like, a self-help retreat. Mm-hmm. And it's with, like, you know, people who say they're the best at this thing. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. And you go, and it goes through levels. Like, once you finish level 1, you learn a little bit. And you go home, and then you have to go pay more to go to level 2. Right? And the goal is to get to whatever level they have, and then they probably make more. And the thing is, like, you follow these rules and these things are telling you, and this, like, bubble that you're on, you're away at a retreat, so you can do it perfectly, and it gives you, like, a high, because you feel so good about everything. And then you leave, and then your bubble bursts, and you feel even worse, and like a failure, and, you know, you can't follow this, I suck, and then you sign, and then when you burst your bubble too much, you have to start all the way back again at level 1. You can't, because now you're not, you haven't reached that level 2 again, or level 3, so you have to start all the way over.
That's a pretty good, scheme.
Yeah. It's pretty good for money making. And then it becomes like a little culty, right? Like, and of course, you know, I love a cult. I still want to be a cult leader.
Yeah, I know. And I want that for
you. Thank you. I don't know what my cult would be. I don't think I'm organized enough. I think I'd get bored of my cult because they wouldn't be hang out with me too much. I'd be like the elusive cult leader. Like, no one really sees me. But I, like, drop in when I, like, anytime I'm. Whenever, sometimes. God, my brain is so tired. this week.
Did you not get? Did you get some sleep or no?
So before last week, it's been a week. I'm so sad. It's been a week since Dubai's been here. Well, he came last Wednesday, maybe. I don't remember. But Tuesday, I don't know. Doesn't matter. But it's been a week, and before my sleep had been terrible. And then, like, right before I knew he was definitely coming, like, I couldn't sleep because I was excited, I guess, you know? And I'm like, I'm in my head, like, you got to sleep because you got to sleep. So when he's here, you're not tired because you get, you know, sometimes you get really tired and you're going to want to stay awake. But that made me stay awake. And then the night he was here, after we finally went to sleep, I slept so well. And then since he's gone, I haven't been sleeping as well.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then schoolwork. I had a lot of schoolwork I got to turn in this week, sort of. And then I have upcoming stuff that I'm stressed about for school. And then I have to pick a new professor for internship one, which isn't for, I don't have to pick for another month, really, like try and register. I think it's in a month, but I like to, you know, pre-anxiety is a thing for me. I like to create anxiety where it doesn't exist.
That's a strat.
Well, yeah, it's cool. You know, keeps me. So I'm giving myself, I don't have any papers this week. So I'm being a little lazy. Mm-hmm. And like, I have a client tonight, this afternoon. Everybody canceled yesterday, so I did nothing. I have a client this afternoon. So, and I have a new one starting next week. So now I'm up at like 5 clients plus, this is besides my own business. This is just for practicum. I think 5 clients, group, and one of my clients wants to do 2 days a week. Plus my schoolwork, plus work.
You don't want
to
do that?
No, I do. I just have to figure out what to do. But like, that's like, you know, plus working part-time, plus I'm going to be taking 2 classes, other classes. Plus, this class has more papers than any. My practicum class has more papers than other classes. Anyway, no one needs to hear about that. It's boring. You know what I bought?
A sex toy?
I need a new sex toy. I need some new sex toys. I did have those, like, this isn't what I bought, but I had those sex toys that were attached to an app so somebody could use them from afar. And they never worked right.
Yeah, online things.
Yeah. So, and like, apparently on that site, you can just like hit a random person that's on there and they'll just control your app for you. I think that's weird, but that's me. Some people like stranger danger, I guess, but without, because you don't know who, you can control it to music. Well, it never worked exactly right, or like we were never online at exactly the same time, or, you know, it just never worked out. And then all of a sudden one day, my app like, unlogged me out, won't let me log back in. Like, first all my toys disappeared off the app. And then I couldn't get them back on. And then the app, like, logged me out. So I don't know if it's, like, the company was, like, I bought a shitty one and it was, like, some cheap thing that. So I am no longer on that app. But, no, I would like to buy myself a new little something for fun. No, this is so boring now, what I bought. I bought a grow light.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I bought a grow light.
Oh, wow. Well, for, like, seasonal affective disorder?
No, not for me. I bought it for my aloe plant. My aloe plant, I feel like, was looking a little saggy.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I say, I don't care about this plant, but I bought it. I bought a grow light for it.
Well, that's nice.
I know, it's looking a little more perky, mm-hmm. I think. But it turns itself on and off. I live in a studio, so the plant is in the same room. So I didn't, the first time I didn't realize, like, it turns itself, when you put the timer on, it times it for, like, it keeps it on the timer. If that makes sense. So if it's, like, 8 hours, it's, like, on 8 hours, off 8 hours, and it turns itself back on. So I woke up with, like, really brightness. Really bright.
And your aloe needs light at night?
No, but I didn't really put the timer on, like, when I needed to. Like, I couldn't figure out. I just started it when I got it in the mail, you know, when it arrived. So I just turned it on for like, oh, I'll put it on for 8 hours. And then I was like, no, it needs more. And then I didn't know it would turn itself back on. But I changed it to 12 hours. Because I think it needs 12 hours of direct. I don't even know. I could be frying this thing. Because I'm like, oh, aloe, they get a lot of sun. So it doesn't turn on now in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I don't really know much about growing plants.
I know nothing.
I have a friend who has like a marijuana growing setup in his house.
Okay.
And it's like the size of a mini fridge, and it like zips shut, and it's got all like it's a, you know, like it's canvas on the outside, but the inside has that like reflective kind of tinfoily looking stuff.
Okay.
It looks like a serious grow operation, but the lights are all timed and LED, and it looked like the plants were doing well.
So they don't have to, like, check it all the time. They just know their lights are, like, on the right timer.
Yeah, and I think it even has, like, a misting system where you can just plug it into a water line, and it does it all by itself. And I thought if I ever try to grow anything in earnest, I would do it that way. But I think for like houseplants, you can't like close them up in a dark box because that takes away the point of them. You know, they're supposed to be beautiful and
right.
accessible, and people look at them and appreciate them.
Well, and I know people that have like fake greenhouses in their house where it's like not locked away that way, but they have like this plastic thing that everything is growing in, but also I don't think that I wouldn't want that, would be too much.
Oh, like a plastic greenhouse?
Yeah, inside their house. I have one plant,
wouldn't
and
that'd be cool for like herbs and spices and things that you eat.
Yeah, I also feel like the more plants you have, the more likely you are to have bugs.
Oh yeah.
So
I was looking in my kid's room, and on her, she got this new lamp for her birthday back in February, and on the top of the lamp, there were just all of these dead, like, gnats or flies or something. I'm like, why is there a gnat or fly problem in this room? And I think it has something to do with the plant that's right next to
it. Yeah. Yeah. My plant, if I water it incorrectly, and now, like, I think anyway, I get little gnats. And gnats are
Do they just, like, spawn them? Like, where are they?
I don't know. That's what I don't understand, where they actually come from. I don't understand. And, you know, when you try and kill a gnat, because they're so small, your hand movement makes them fly away.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like you'll try to squish them, and then you move them out of the way.
Yeah. Although there's a dead gnat on my wall that somehow Dubai killed, and it's, like, a spot now.
Gross.
I know.
But, you can remember him.
I did. I just looked at him. I'm like, oh, he was just sitting there, and they like just killed a gnat. See, that's what that's what you learn in the military. He's got superpowers. Because gnats are like overtaking everything. They just appear. They're weird.
Yeah, I don't want to think it through any further. I bet it's like they just. Your larva exists on everything.
I think so. That's disgusting. That's really disturbing. I did have a ladybug in my apartment. I don't know where it came from or where it went or how it got in here, but they're supposed to be good luck, aren't they?
No. Well, I mean, if you get, you can get like a ladybug infestation. Like we had we had this happen a few years ago where there were like hundreds of ladybugs in our upstairs loft.
Oh my God.
How do I get rid of these really adorable creatures?
Did you kill them?
No, we would just like collect them and put them outside.
And they went away?
It took years, but yeah. Ugh. And we got new windows.
Yeah, I don't know. I had one, and I'm like, I did have my window open. No, but that wasn't when they were there. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? But
I'm sure AI or Google.
Probably, but you know, that takes I actually, you know, then I have to actually like read something. I could get it to read it to me. How's your tree house?
Oh, it was good. You know, last week that was kind of the perfect thing to do, to paint while we talked.
Oh, cool.
It worked. It went pretty quickly, and like by the time we were done with the podcast, I was done painting.
Nice. I need. I was going to say, I wish I could podcast from the grocery store.
Yeah, I've tried it. Like, I haven't tried from the grocery store, but doing other things generally negatively impacts what I say on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, that would be true. I just want something to do with the grocery store.
You should listen to podcasts.
You know what? I forget my headphones every time I go.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. No, I wear one headphone.
Mm.
So that way, when I inevitably run into someone, then it's like I can still hear them. Hey.
You don't have to pull out. Do you still pull out the other earbud when you talk to them?
If I know them, I will. If it's just somebody trying to tell me what to do or where to be, I'll be like, I'll just kind of get some context clues.
Gotcha. I also don't like talking to people. Well, I guess it would be better because I don't have to talk to anybody. But not that I run into anybody here. But yeah. Who knows? What? I was just going to ask you a question and it went out of my head because my brain is fried. I can't think. I started watching this show called Bigger, which was a BET show.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so good. It was on Amazon Prime, one season, it was like things to sample this month. And I watched all of season one, and you have to fucking pay for season two. And I can't find it anywhere for free yet, and I refuse. So if anybody knows how to get to Bigger, it was a good show. I recommend it if you...
Who's in it?
No one I know.
Oh, cool. I like that.
It was about this group of friends that went to college together, and they're in their 30s, and they're still friends and kind of struggling, and one's trying to be an influencer, one's in real estate, it's filmed in Atlanta, one is opens a store, one's still trying to be a DJ, but he only DJs with vinyl. He won't do, that laptop DJing. Yeah. And one of them is in, like, finance.
You ever watch Friends from College?
I love that show so very much.
With Fred Savage? Yeah, that was a good show.
With...
It sounds like a similar thing.
Yes, with... I love... What's his name? Because I get... Key.
Yeah, Keegan-Michael Key.
Yes. Love him.
Yeah, that show had a good cast. It only did two seasons, but it was kind of wonderfully messy.
Yes. I really loved that show. I wish I rewatched it recently.
Oh, yeah. I could probably rewatch it. I don't really think about rewatching.
I rewatch certain shows a lot, like Gilmore Girls. I'm probably on my 3,000th rewatch.
Oh, yeah, we were pretty hot on that for a while, but it's like the last season is hard to get through.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny? When I rewatch the series, which I do often, like it's one of my sleep shows, I always start again before the last season.
But I wanted to see it through. I wanted to go all the way through this time.
And
then watch the, the new four episodes or whatever. But you can't even finish the last episode just because of how it really grinds to a halt.
Yeah, well, that's they fired the writers. I don't remember if they fired, but the original writers didn't write that.
The last season?
Mm-hmm, or part of the last season. I don't remember if it was all of it, but Amy Sheridan, whatever her name is, was not... Something happened, and I can't remember what. It was some... I don't know if it was a scandal, but she was not... That's not how the show was supposed to end. So it was a different writer's.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it was stronger in the previous season, and they could have
maybe
ended it
Yeah.
And then the reboots, whatever. I like some of the reboots. I don't really like all of them. But I think I'd like to skip ahead. But we need to finish this last episode, which has been side-burnered forever.
Yeah, I would like to see... I don't know. But Lauren Graham's going to be in a new show coming up. I really like her, so I'm excited. I did watch... What else did I just watch? I watched the Will Ferrell documentary.
It's the documentary about him?
It's Will and Harper. It's about Will Ferrell's friend from who was an SNL writer. Transitions in their 60s, 50s, late 50s, and they go on a road trip together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard a podcast that talked about that. It sounded very Will Ferrell.
Like, I don't love, like, sometimes I like Will Ferrell. I don't always love him, but I did watch it. And I actually got to use it for hours for work, for indirect hours. So,
okay.
That was part of the reason I watched it, and because everyone else was watching it.
We started watching American Fiction, but I don't think it seems really good. I haven't been able to sit down.
Oh, I've been wanting to watch that. I haven't been.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's pretty good.
I really want to watch it. So I need things like right now. I think with school, it's because of school. Well, except for Tell Me No Lies. Tell Me No Lies. If you haven't watched Tell Me No Lies and you're like a good teen, like fucked up psychological drama with like really fucked up people. Tell Me No Lies on Hulu has so many good twists and shit. So that's the one like show that I'm watching that you really have to pay attention to. But my brain right now is on pretty much nothing but reality shows, except for Bad Monkey on Apple with Vince Vaughn. Great show. And Shrinking season 2 starts in like a week, I think. And I loved Shrinking on with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. On Apple TV, he's a psychiatrist, a therapist that recently lost his wife. So good.
I kind of like Jason Segel.
I love him.
And I'm not going to lie. I like Vince Vaughn. I don't love that I like him.
Oh, my God. I love Vince Vaughn, and I will still say it. And he is so good in the show. He's so Vince Vaughn-y. Bad Monkey is so good. I love Vince Vaughn ever. I mean, oh, my God. What was the show, the movie? Swingers.
Yeah.
Since then, always a Vince Vaughn fan. I know apparently he's... I can't remember why we're not supposed to like Vince Vaughn, but I don't remember what happened. Did he do something?
I don't know either.
I don't either.
I don't know if I was ever supposed to like him in the first place. But
I feel like something happened and he lost, like, some...
He made it through my filter.
Yeah, but I do. I loved him. And then... maybe it was, like, his breakup with Jennifer Aniston, but I loved that movie that they did together. After they broke up, which was not a great movie, but...
The breakup?
Yes.
The breakup.
Yes. Yeah. I also like a lot of bad stuff, but...
No, I like that movie. I saw it in theaters, I think.
Did you know what they're making that was just announced? You might not be as excited as I am, but my friend and I at work already made a date for when this movie comes out in theaters, and I don't think it's even filmed yet. But Princess Diaries 3.
Oh, the sequel nobody asked for.
I'm so excited. I love Princess. The first Princess Diaries was so good.
I think, yeah, that's an iconic movie.
Yeah.
Sure. Like a coming of age comedy.
Yes. So I am.
And it was so, like Anne Hathaway was, that's who the princess
is. Yep. Right? Yep.
She just was like so good in that role.
Yes. There's going to be a 3, apparently, and I already have a date for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. My friend at work, and then we're like, oh, we need to do that. We need to go together. Let's do it. I'm like, this is going to be years.
Still be a princess, though.
Like, we'll see. We'll find out what's been going on.
I guess maybe she's like an aging princess. That'd be interesting.
We'll have to, because, well, if you become a princess... You're always a princess if you don't move up, if you don't become queen.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
She's not old, though. She's like my...
Maybe something happened and she ended up going back to the States and she gives that life up, but then her child finds out she's...
Yeah, I feel like there could be a lot of... They really need to do that. That first movie was good because it's like, I didn't know this about myself.
Yeah, I don't know.
The transformation from a civilian to a princess.
Yeah. And it was just done well. But yeah, it's going to have to be like her kid or something. Just like, I don't know. The next generation of princesses. We'll see, but I'm so excited. So in 12 years from now, whenever it finally comes out in theaters, I have a date for it. I might not live here anymore. Oh, did I tell you I got jury duty in Athens?
Oh, yeah, in Georgia.
Yeah, I got out of it.
Oh, good job.
Thank you. Still worried that it'd actually, like, take my name off and I'm going to have a warrant out for my arrest. But then, of course, I was like, again, still a part of me was like, I should just go to Georgia and tell them in person.
A lot of people don't show up for jury duty. Like, when I went in, I got the impression that they summon a lot of people.
I always thought if you didn't go in, you can get a bench warrant.
Yeah, you can. But I think that they know about how many people will show up. And they know how many jurors they need. And so they subpoena more than what they need. And then they get, like, a certain amount of people to show up. And then if those people don't show up, then they start pressuring you into coming in.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad I didn't go, but I really do want to visit Athens. I met somebody else the other day who moved from Athens. Oh, it was I kept looking at this guy. I'm like, I think I know you. And I never got his name. I'm like, I think I used to, like, we hung out at some of the same bars. It was someone who was born and raised in Athens who moved to Austin, like, 10 years ago. And he was, maybe, like, he was, like, an artist, musician kind of guy and was doing, like, bike delivery. And I just ran into him. It was like, after a football game. It was, like, I might have been after we lost to Alabama. And he had a Georgia hat on, and I was outside, and I gave him a little go dogs. And then we stopped, and he's like, oh, yeah, I grew up in Athens. And we were definitely – and I feel like he would have been, like, a Georgia bar guy. But I didn't get his name, and I didn't want to keep asking, like, oh, did we ever hang out? Because that's weird.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember half the people I met.
If you're too nostalgic about Athens, it's like, just move back and stop talking.
Right, but also, like, I didn't want to feel like I was being flirty.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I didn't want to, like, talk about, like, Georgia bar days if he was someone I thought I knew, or why couldn't I remember him, because I don't, you know. I didn't want to go backwards.
Yeah.
I
think about that sometimes where it's like, oh, all of the things that we would have to talk about, I don't want to talk about. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, but it was kind of fun to run into him, and my friends are supposed to be coming, not this weekend, but next weekend for the Georgia-Texas game, which is now at 7:30 at night. It's a late kickoff. Not so excited. But do you have episodes coming out? Sorry, my brain is not working. Do you have new episodes up?
I don't think there's nothing. I don't think there's anything new this week, but follow us at Athens Public on X. Go to athenspublic.com for all the latest.
We will. And do you have more stuff, new stuff happening?
Not currently.
Okay. In the works. Maybe.
There's some ideas out there.
I love ideas. So, y'all, we are almost at our 200th episode, which is fucking crazy. I think it's in like 3 or 4 episodes. I don't know. I should know. I think it's in like 3 episodes from now. So, anyway, And don't forget, send us your questions. Send us any topics. You could go to my so-called mess on Instagram. Also, Fig Life Coaching on Instagram. Send us your messages. Send us any topic ideas. Until next time, peace out, motherfuckers.